Chapter 7. Did you fuck her? Asked Ron. The question offended Hank. Getting fucked was something that happened at Wellmont, a place that made him scowl at its existence in his life. He had been going there since the place had first opened, and everyone he knew had grown to associate him with the place. He did meet Jolie there, but that was the one comfort to his beleaguered spirit at the moment. Ron didn't have to put those terms. Beside, the answer was no. They brought her favorite deli food and spread a blanket at South Mountain Reservation. She had rubbed her panty pussy all over his crotch, up and down both of his legs. He'd been sure that he was going to explode right in his pants, and just suggested that they go to a movie. Then she stopped and moved to a cross-legged position on the blanket. Do we have to? She said in a small voice. Hank tried to sound gentle when he asked her what the matter was. Do you know how many men I've been to bed with? She answered. He was about to tell her that he really didn't care when she continued, Do you know how many people have told me that it didn't matter and then never allowed me to talk about my feelings for anyone that I'd ever been with? She'd stare full into his face. That was what you were going to say, wasn't it? Hank bowed his head. It was true. He felt totally responsible for all the wrongs that had ever been done to her, and sat quietly sorry about the bulge between his legs. Sorry that he'd ever gotten the sheets wet, using her image as inspiration. His sinuses swelled, and he lit a cigarette, then blew out hard, watching the cars pass. Meanwhile, Jolie, on the verge of tears, hugged her knees. She turned and offered Hank an open view of her face, but the reflected light of his thick glasses made it difficult for him to meet her eyes. She reached into his shirt pocket, took one of his cigarettes, and lit it. Hank watched her face, more sure that he was in love with her than ever before. Ron cranked up the volume on the car's radio, and the noise brought Hank out of his reverie. Ron felt the time had come to talk about Jolie's husband. Hank hadn't mentioned him at all, and Ron wanted to tell Hank that when girls got married or pregnant, it was best to leave them alone. He wanted to tell his friend how suffocating it was when they got so close they figured that they had a right to your time. They started making plans that you were included in but not asked about. And Ron knew that Hank wasn't as emotionally tough as he was. Maybe that was why Hank had never really had a girl before. Ron quietly prided himself on the girls he'd gotten, but the thought that he hadn't had a date in weeks sent him running over his list of past girlfriends, trying to regain a sense of security. Reassured, he returned his thoughts to Hank and Jolie. Jolie was a whore, sure. Ron spent his share of time thinking about what a great fuck she must be, but Hank was taking her seriously. He was fucked up about her. Ron pictured his life without the loop and the FM and the jokes that only he and Frank understood. This would definitely screw up his routine. Hank pulled the VW into the Dairy Queen lot. They ordered food and sat down. Ron surveyed the crowd. There was no one worth watching. Do you feel like you really could love her? The question was overly dramatic, but Hank took it as a sign of sincerity. She's really beautiful, Hank answered, unsure of how to describe the feelings Jolie gave rise to inside of himself. Her vibrations stroked his manhood and gave purpose to his being. There was no way to explain that to Ron. Ron would think he was stupid for the way he felt, and that was probably true, but he didn't care. He didn't feel that way when she was around. Jolie stood between himself and his mind, and the only problem was all the things standing between the two of them. Images of their problems stampeded into his head and displayed themselves grotesquely in front of his eyes, causing Hank to toss down his unfinished cheeseburger with disgust. Rond, on the other hand, gobbled up his chili dog, finished his soda, lit a cigarette, and watched Hank stare at his food. Sometimes he admired Hank's steadiness. Ron felt himself too sloppy, fast, and awkward. Maybe that's why Hank, not him, had gotten Jolie. Ron told himself it was because he had no idea how to take his time. Hank hadn't taken a bite or moved since Ron had started watching him. Ron told himself that if he went as slow as Hank, he would be mistaken for dead or wounded. "So when are you going to see her again?" asked his friend. Hank raised the napkin to his mouth and tried to decide if he wanted to tell Ron anything more. What would happen if Ron opened his mouth? Hank decided it wasn't a good idea to tell anybody about her, but thought of how much Ron already knew. Silently, Hank called himself a jerk. He would have sat in Wellmont all those years and still believed that it's possible to trust someone else who sat there? He consoled himself with the idea that not many people actually talked or listened to Ron. Maybe Quimpy, but Hank knew he had to tell Quimpy at some point. "I'm going to see her tomorrow," he told Ron. "What do you think is going to happen?" Ron asked. Ron was again sorry for his disclosure. "I don't know," he said very slowly, with a smile at Ron. "I don't think there'll be any problems." "Really? Well, how close did she actually let you come to her box?" Ron had decided now that Jolie was just using Hank to make Tony, or maybe even somebody else, jealous. "There were some things that I don't want to talk about," said Hank, hoping in vain that Ron would somehow see his need for privacy. "There was some arrangements that had to be taken care of before we can let anything else happen." "Wow, man, you're really serious. And you didn't even get to finger her, did you?" Instantly, Hank hated Ron. He hated his own petty weakness, which allowed him to get close to anybody. He clenched his teeth and stared harder at the uneaten portion of his burger. "I guess I'm pretty strange," he said, picking it up and with closed eyes biting into it. Ron laughed. "I didn't mean that, man. You know, I really didn't mean that. You know what I mean. Everything is just all fucked up." He tried using this last statement as basis for a treaty between them that would allow for mistakes and oversights. Hank recognized the intent and decided it was easier to agree with Ron than try to show him how he felt about anything.